Welcome to the Go Hard Chick podcast. This is Crystal Holmes, and I bring you episode 27. Go Hard Chicks, this is a solo episode, and I just wanted to come on here and talk. And I wanted to give you an update on what I have been doing in my own personal wellness journey. I realized I haven't been sharing really a lot of the new things that I've been learning about and some of the things that I've been doing. And really the only way that I have learned and grown in this wellness industry and in my wellness journey is I listen to others. I read a lot. I listen to a ton of podcasts. And so when I find something new that may have some sort of wellness or health benefits that interests me, I will try it out. So I figured, how dare I not share some of the things I've been learning and doing with my listeners? I mean, that's what we're here for, right? We're here to learn. So I'm going to just chat with you guys today about what I have been doing personally, what I've been up to since the last episode, and some things I've learned in this whole wellness journey. So let's just jump right in. First of all, I want to recap my last episode with T. Carey Mitchell. I don't know if you all listened, but if you haven't, please go back and listen to episode 26. I just really enjoyed that episode. T. Carey really spoke to me about how we all can just live healthier and fuller lives, but we got to have in that journey, we got to have like the seven components, if you will, or that she calls it, the seven lifestyle components. You got to have all of those kind of operating together. And if you recall, she went over those seven components. And they are nourishing our bodies, obviously making sure that we're eating healthy, whole foods, regular fitness, exercise routine. Now, you know, I'm a big exercise buff, so that's my thing. She talked about getting proper rest, having a comfortable and inspiring living space, which was really what Kayla Jackson in episode 26 discussed, the whole thing about living in a space that's in a life that's curated for you. I love that. I love that concept. T. Carey also shared the importance about nurturing healthy and meaningful relationships, giving, pursuing our interests and dreams. That's really important because sometimes we get stuck in life and we don't really focus on our interests. We focus on our job. We focus on our kids. We focus on our family. We focus on, oh, how is this bill going to get paid? But we're not really focusing on our interests. And we got to really do that too. But one thing I loved that T. Carey shared was the secret sauce, as she called it, with all of these seven components is a spiritual component. And we discussed how important it is to have some sort of spiritual guidance, if you will, or spiritual part of our lives, spiritual beliefs, whatever that may be. And I don't mean, and she didn't mean religion, but just some sort of spiritual component to help guide us through life and in our wellness journey. So I love that. And that episode really spoke to me. So I have been looking at these seven components on a personal level and trying to work on areas where I have been lacking. And one big area that I have really tried to focus on is getting more rest. You know, probably over a year ago during the pandemic, I had an aha moment where I realized that I am truly an introvert. I realized that social interactions, whether it be a party, an outing, can be quite draining for me. Like I would come home and just be mentally exhausted. And that's typical for introverts, right? Like we get, you know, extroverts are energized by social interactions, but introverts can get really drained. So in really realizing that and becoming aware of that, I really started to protect myself and my time. And if I didn't feel like going out or doing whatever, I mean, it's not been a whole lot of going out during the pandemic, but I just don't go. And it's okay to say no. And it might hurt some feelings. It might be some people that don't understand, like, what are you doing? But I have learned I have to protect my health and my space. And because doing that makes me completely drained. So I bring that up because we were talking about rest. So if I limit, you know, my social interactions and all of that, then I don't need as much rest. You know, I don't have to carve out that extra time to make sure that I become re-energized. But at the same time, I do have a pretty demanding career, which does, for example, when I'm in court or when I have to meet with clients, that's, you know, social interactions. And even that, for me, like after a court session, I can be completely drained, like exhausted. So I have been trying to take more naps, which is totally out of character for me because I'm that girl where I go, go, go. I don't stop. I'm like, nap. If I take a nap, then I can't clean up this in the house or I can't get this done. So I've been that type of woman that goes and goes and goes. Well, I've tried to stop doing that. And if I need even a 30-minute nap, I take it. I take it. And it has made a world of difference because I just got tired of, I just realized that on the weekends, you know, because I've been I'm on this go, go, go thing all during the work week. On the weekends, I'm exhausted. I can't do anything other than run my little errands and then I'm in the bed. And who wants to live like that? I mean, every weekend, you know, and it's just not good for my family or myself. So I have been really exploring how I can best manage all of this and to preserve my energy, you know, whether I get rest during the work week, more rest, or, you know, naps on the weekend, whatever it may be, so that I can be fully functional. Another thing I have been doing is, or I've always done this, but I'm like a science geek. I am a health and wellness geek. So I always am reading and doing research about current trends and new findings concerning wellness and health. And I found a recent study in the British Journal of Sports Medicine, which outlines how regular exercise, it can reduce one's chances of severe outcomes with COVID-19. That really spoke to me. Now, y'all know I am a huge exercise advocate. Exercise is like my boo. But in this current state of affairs with this pandemic, I think it's so important that all of us get moving in whatever way that is for you. You don't have to be a gym rat like me. Like today, this morning, I didn't want to go to the gym, so I took a walk. So do whatever it is that you need to do. But this study really highlighted the importance of moving. You know, and we already know that exercise helps reduce your risk of a heart attack. It helps to manage your weight better. It, you know, helps lower your blood cholesterol level. It lowers the risk of type 2 diabetes and even some types of cancer. It can help you lower your blood pressure. It improves your risk or lowers your risk of falls. You know, it just overall helps you feel better. But as the study concluded, people who exercise regularly have a significantly reduced risk of being infected with certain viruses because it helps your immune function. Okay. So I know we're in a world now where we all turn to medication, prescription drugs to solve our problems, which in reality, they don't really solve anything. They're not getting to the root, but that's another show topic. There are things we can do to enhance those medications if you choose to be on certain medications or just enhance your immune system in general. And regular exercise is one of those things. So I'll have the link to the study in the show notes if you guys want to check it out, but I really thought it was fascinating and so appropriate for today. Just the importance of regular exercise. Love it. In addition to getting some rest and doing some research, I wanted to share that I think this was in May. Yeah, in May, I started visiting the sauna. So I get as regular as I can get, I do infrared sauna sessions. And I love it. Love it. So let me just break down, what is an infrared sauna? I mean, a lot of us have probably been in saunas at our local gyms or whatever, but infrared is a little different. With infrared, you tend to feel a little more rested and relaxed after you're done. And unlike a traditional sauna, infrared saunas don't heat the air around you. Instead, they use infrared lamps to warm your body directly. So these infrared panels can easily penetrate human tissue, heating up your body before heating up the air, which means your body can get a better sweat. So you're probably asking, so what's the benefit? What is the benefit of an infrared sauna? Well, you can get better sleep. It can help you get better sleep. It helps you to relax, you know, and reduce stress. It helps with weight loss. It can help from or help relief from sore muscles. You can have relief from joint pain, such as arthritis, clearer and tighter skin. Detoxification. I mean, that's really why I do it. Because we are surrounded every day and we consume toxins. Whether we know it or not, we are consuming toxins every day. Toxins that can potentially lead to serious disease like cancer. So I want to clear as much of that out of my body as I can. And the infrared sauna is known to help to do that. It also helps to improve your immune function. We could all use that again. In addition to exercise, we want to do as much as we can to improve our immune function. So I've been going to, because I started really going often, I joined one of these sauna places and I have a membership where I can go certain number of times a month. Unfortunately, I don't go as much as I would like. It's recommended that you try to go at least 3 or 4 days a week. That's not happening for me with my schedule. The place where I have the membership is not very close to my house. There's not any other options close to my house. This was the closest. I really can only get there on the weekends, which is a bummer. So I'm looking to other ways that I can do this regularly, whether I figure out how I'm going to get there during the week, or I'm looking at how I can have an infrared sauna at my home. Find an infrared sauna place, whether you go to Sweat House, for example, that's the place where I have a membership. There might be one at your doctor's office. There might be a spa in your neighborhood, but see if you can find one and try it out and see if you like it. Some tips, if you decide to do this, make sure you have water with you because you are going to be sweating a lot. And it's important that while you're in that sauna, that you have water so that if you start to get dehydrated or overly heated, you have that to sip on, right? The temperature, it varies. It depends on what you can stand. I take mine all the way up to 150 degrees Fahrenheit. Some people might do lower. I know that some people do higher than that. So it really just depends. But if you're a beginner, I don't know that I would go as high as 150 degrees, right? When I first started my very first session, I sat in there for probably 45 minutes, which probably wasn't smart. You kind of have to ease your way into this if you're new. So I would say if you're just getting started, maybe try to do it for a 10 to 15 minute session. And as you continue on with it, add time. But now I sit in there for a good 40, 45 minutes. You don't want to stay in there too long and risk getting dehydrated. But that's why I say it's very important that you have water with you. While I'm in the sauna, I just relax. The place where I go, they have it arranged where you can select to listen to whatever music you like. You can listen to a podcast or you can just be, you know. So I will often listen to music and just close my eyes. The last time I was there, I did listen to a podcast. You can even read. I mean, whatever you want to do during that session, I mean, it's your time, you know, just relax. And in the place where I go, you can even book a double sauna room. If you're risque, you can bring your partner in there with you for a couple sweat session. I haven't tried that yet, but if I do, I'll let you know how that goes. And, you know, like I said, once the session is done, make sure you drink enough water and you want to shower. The place where I have the membership, there is a shower there. So I will rinse off while I'm there just to get all that sweat and toxins and whatnot off my body before I leave. And again, like I mentioned, you kind of want to do these regularly to get the benefits. 3-4 times a week. Sometimes people do more. I'm not quite there yet. And that's mainly because the place where I go is not completely convenient, but I'm working on it. I'm working on it. But I just wanted to share that with you because I love being in that sauna. And I can say, I believe I've received some of these benefits already. I see the benefits. I just feel great. Great when I leave. I usually go early in the morning when I do it. And it's just, I feel energized for the rest of the day. So something you want to check out, I wanted to share that with you. Now, let me just warn you, you know, you don't want to go in there if you've been drinking alcohol. So if you went out on a Saturday night and you had a little bit of wine or whatever, I wouldn't recommend going in there for a Sunday morning sweat session because you'll just become too dehydrated. You know, if you feel lightheaded while you're in there, you just need to, I would say, get out of there, right? This isn't medical advice. I can't give you medical advice, but, you know, these are just some tips. But just please watch yourself. You don't want to get overheated if you try this, and make sure you have water. So that's what I have been up to. Really during the last, I mean, I've been doing, like I said, the sauna session since May. So almost 6 months I've been at that and I'm still trying to get my naps in and get my rest and figure out what's going on with myself and improve my energy. I have some other things to share that I have been doing consistently since the pandemic, but I'm going to discuss that in a more detailed episode, a separate episode, because that deserves an episode all by itself. So make sure you tune in. Make sure you sign up for notifications of when I release new podcasts via Apple Podcasts. And of course, if you've enjoyed this episode, please leave a rating and review on Apple Podcasts. That really helps. If you want to hear more from me, you can follow me on Instagram at GoHardChick or my personal Instagram, ChrisEliseFit. On both pages, I try to share helpful tips about health and wellness. Plus, why don't you sign up for emails and as well? I'm going to start sending out newsletters just to give you guys information about health and wellness and how we can live happier and fuller lives. That's what it's all about. So if you want to sign up for emails, you can visit linktr.ee/gohardchick. And you can sign up for emails there. Please check my show notes also for the links and different information to sign up for emails. Thank you for listening, Go Hard Chicks. Take care.